Pearse O'Callaghan, have I introduced you to our Donegal listeners as just Bernie O'Callaghan's son? I think everybody would immediately associate you with athletics, but in a professional capacity, you've recently been appointed as head of competition management at World Athletics. Massive honour, but massive responsibility too.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a massive responsibility. I'm enjoying it greatly. I'm very lucky that since lockdown came in, there's new work practices, so I base myself out of Galway. Yeah. I travel around the world. It's a huge job. This year, believe it or not, in 110 years of history in world athletics, it's the most world championships because of the COVID calendar. Everything's been crammed in. So, very busy year starting now in March with two world championships. The World Indoors are in Belgrade, and there's a World Race Walking Championships in Muscat in Oman. But no, it's great to be back at local level as well. Great to be back in Finn Valley. It's certainly this club would have shaped my career. I would chat to Patsy McGonigan every single day, so he's very much a counsellor extraordinaire for me, and a very much a mentor, and I'm very grateful to be back in Valley.
Yes, of course, and a variety of roles over the year. You know, you've played a key role in restructuring the athletics calendar too. You know, you're streamlining that at the moment, putting some order in it. It's probably never been as big a task, because looking down the line in 2022, what's ahead of us is massive, particularly the 2 years we've had. It's exciting as well. I'm sure it's exciting for you.
No, very much so. I mean, I oversee all the World Championships and Olympic Games as well, and you know, we've two Olympic Games in 3 years, and we've even this year now is the World Championships in Oregon in July, and the European Athletic Championships are in Munich in August. So, you know, it's an exceptionally busy year. A lot of sports will be suffering from the COVID calendar in years to come. And you mentioned just restructuring the calendar. We've obviously set up, you know, the Continental Tour and the World Indoor Tour. Both of those have been on TG Cahir as well, so Irish audience will become more familiar with it. And the World Indoor Tour starts in 3 weeks' time, which TG Cahir have live and exclusive coverage for 7 meetings, including the middle of those games in the United States, where Mark English is actually running as well. So a big connection with Donegal and that.
Just in terms of, I suppose, you know, people with a casual or a passing interest in athletics, it's probably important too that you sort of have that peripheral understanding. You know, if I'm a football supporter, like I know in terms of Champions League, World Cups, same with GAA, and I think for people interested in athletics, such a broad spectrum and so many things happening, I think what you're doing, and it's very good that we can see it already, is we're going to know going forward what's coming up, what's important and what's relevant, not just to obviously Finn Valley athletes, but Irish athletes as well in general.
No, you're absolutely right. You would have heard, I'm sure, and your listeners would have heard things like Mark English finished second in a race in Italy,
yeah,
or he won a race in Spain, and you don't know what that has been. So what we've done the last year, we've got the Diamond League, which is the top level of meetings, the 12 in the world. Then there's a Continental Tour, which is like Division 2, 3 and 4, gold, silver, bronze. So when you see an Irish Flanagan or Mark English and you hear a performance they've done, you know, what we would love you as the media to say is that was in a Continental Tour silver level meeting in Madrid,
yeah,
or in Lausanne or Lucerne, where Irish qualified for the Olympics. So that's what we've tried to do, to make it simpler, but also for a viewer to understand what it is they're watching, or what level of a race that Mark English or Eilis Flanagan actually ran.
Yeah, listen, of course, you're a grapher. The sport of athletics, I mean, like most stems from your participation growing up. I think you've spent the best part of 44, 45 years being involved in it on and off the track. Patsy told me earlier that you should have been with him in Sydney in 2000. But again, I mean, working in the background now, making such an impact, like anybody, if you're going to work, you know, at a high level in any organisation, you need to have that grassroots interest, or have had that grassroots involvement. Patsy coined the phrase there. I mean, to want to get to where you're going, you need to know where you came from. I mean, that's true in your sense too, in your elevation through the ranks.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned my involvement. I went to the World Cross Country in Limerick in 1979 as a three-year-old. My dad was working at the results, and my mother had a new baby that week, so we had a sister that week, and my dad brought me down to Limerick as a three-year-old when John Tracy won his second World Cross Country title in Limerick Racecourse in front of 30,000 people. So I have a connection all the way back. I was at the European Cross Country in Dublin then, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, which was a spectacular event. So from my point of view, my involvement at grassroots level, and I would have learned an awful lot about Patsy, about basically going either over a hurdle or around a hurdle,
yeah,
and he says it to me often when we progress through at World Athletics. He'll say it's your local knowledge and your grassroots experience which gives you the ability to do what you're doing at world level, and I would agree completely with him. It's the Irish way. We've always found a way to do it, and that's I haven't changed a bit since I went to World Athletics.
Listen, you visited some of the best stadia and seen some of the best facilities in the world. I mean, looking around here tonight and all what Finn Valley has to offer, you know, as well as the bricks and mortar of it, which is very impressive. Patsy himself, you know, his pull and his influence here, it's immeasurable, isn't it?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you mentioned facilities. So if you move away from the Olympic Stadium type of facilities and you look at kind of city facilities, you look at France and it's municipal. They're all council, taxpayers owned. England the same. You know, the UK have all councils. To have a volunteer club owning, you know, 15 or 20 million euros worth of, you know, track and buildings and swimming pools and pitches with no debt. And you know, you look at the Finn Valley book of 50 years, the committee has been 8 or 9 people in the 50 years. And Patsy would probably tell himself the best committee is a committee of one. It's just, it is very difficult to explain this to other people, how a volunteer club has built this, you know, through hard graft. It's a credit to, you know, to the Twin Towns, credit to Donegal, obviously it's a credit to the people of Finn Valley, but it's something I think that needs to be talked about more in conversations and appreciated more, because, you know, these things don't happen easily.
Yeah, and just finally before we let you go, Beyond the Line, Chris McNulty here tonight, fantastic publication. It's sort of a niche publication in the sense that people that have been involved with Finn Valley in the past, present, maybe in the future, are so interested in this kind of thing, but it's a brilliant precedent, because I think we need more of this, you know, at the coalface of not just athletics, you know, GA soccer. The more things we document and write down now, the better going forward, and this is an example of what should be done, what can be done.
No, you're absolutely right. So there's two periods of life, you know, we had, when we look at the top of years, we have BC and AD, but for our life now, communications, it's the year 99 or 2000, the internet. So everything was newspaper before that, you know, you rang in results on a Sunday night and they were in Monday's paper, and the Democrat came out on a Wednesday or Thursday. Everything has now gone digital. So an awful lot of the newspaper reporting has gone, and what Chris has done is rescued photographs, rescued reports. Every sport should do it. I mean, you know, as Patsy said, if you don't know where you come from, how can you go to where you are? That book for me is his life's work as a club. Everybody should be proud of it, but it's also a calling card for generations to come. When standards slip, as they inevitably do in a sporting dynasty, people will bring out the book and say, do you remember how good we used to be? We've got to get back to where we were. And that's probably the value in that book. But you know, there's such great photographs in that book. There's pictures of 40 lads pushing a bus. And I was just saying to Patsy earlier on, 40 lads wouldn't be allowed on that bus nowadays. It's probably a 20-seater bus. Yeah. There's pictures of, you know, of picture out in Finn Valley here of Patsy running in a bloody race with his tracks on him, cheering on an athlete. I mean, again, totally against all rules, but he had so much passion he couldn't help himself. So the book is well worth reading, and it's not just a niche book or an athletics book. It's a social history of Donegal, and I think that's really important as well. It's 50 years of how things used to be, and if you think back to 1971 and the troubles and all the issues with the border, Finn Valley overcame all that, and there's an awful lot of that in the book.